We've been cultivating our presence and mindfulness in the body with anchoring in the body and the breath. Can understand this as a skill of directing our attention to an anchor, to a particular place. And this helps us over time to build a kind of steadiness or stability in the mind and the heart and the attention. And then we can bring that steadiness of attention to a wider field of experience. And so I'll guide today, beginning with anchoring in the body and the breath. And then we'll open up the attention a little wider. So sensing the body, sitting, and as you do, sense the whole body from head to toe. Inviting an ease in the body. We can also invite our uprightness so that we have a uprightness and yet an ease also. Sensing, we can sense into places of contact in the body, the feet on the floor. The hips on the cushion or the chair. The back. The hands on the thighs, touching each other. We can scan the body in our inner felt sense to get a sense of the whole body, beginning with the feet, scanning or sensing up into the ankles, the calves, the knees, sensing the thighs, the hips, feeling along the back body, the small of the back, the middle back, the upper back. The belly and the chest, the shoulders, and the arms and the hands. The neck and the head. The face, inviting the face to soften. And sensing the whole body from head to toe, fingertip to fingertip. And letting the noticing within the body that various sensations may call your attention, the attention. You might notice a tingling in the feet. And then notice the small of the back. And then the breath might seem strong. And the sensation of tingling in the hands might call the attention. Just letting yourself rest, letting the attention rest. Wherever it's called in the body. As one sensation becomes less strong, noticing where the attention lands next in the body, what calls it. There's no strong attention calling. Our strong sensation calling the attention, resting in the sense of the whole body sitting. When the mind moves to thinking, it's not a problem. It'll come back all by itself. When it does, just return to resting in the body sensations. Noticing that you can rest back and receive the sensations of the body. Without striving or leaning forward. Just letting the sensations rise, come to you, be known. And then noticing within the body the breath moving the body. And sensing the breath, seeing if you can sense the breath as it comes across the upper lip as you inhale at the nostrils, just checking to see if there's any whisper of the breath over the upper lip. I'm sensing, is there any difference in the temperature as it comes in and goes out? A sense of little coolness as the inhale comes in. Any little sense of little warmer as the exhale leaves. Sensing the breath inside the mouth, any sensations here? The back of the mouth, perhaps. Some sense on the inhale. Some coolness. And sensing the breath as it comes inside the body, deeper inside and into the lungs, expanding the lungs. Muscles between the ribs stretching, chest rising. Belly shifting a little bit with the breath. Sensing the sides of the body, any little shift with the breath as the ribs expand against the arms and the side body. Sensing the back of the body, Any sense of movement, expansion as the ribs move with the breath against the chair? Sensing the shoulders, any subtle movement rising and falling? And sensing this whole ripple of sensations as the breath comes in the nostrils, fills the lungs, the chest, the belly, the sides, the back. And then this ripple, this dance of sensations as the breath leaves the body. Noticing any gap between the inhale and the exhale, or the exhale and the inhale, and sensing what happens in the body in that gap, in that pause. Noticing the inhale rising all by itself. No need for any effort on your part. Resting in this ebb and flow. This dance of changing sensations. This breath breathing all by itself. And then shifting the attention, widening the attention to place the attention with sound. Let sound be received. Widening the attention. In this same receptive way, we've received breath and body, sensations, receiving sound, resting back with an ease, letting the sound come to you. The sound of my voice, sounds inside the room, sounds outside the room, noticing if there's a leaning forward, a going out to meet the sound. Just inviting yourself to rest back and receive. Sounds rising and falling, coming and going, just like the breath and sensations. The mind moves away, it's no problem. It'll come back all by itself. And then returning the attention to this stream of experience, these sounds rising, falling. And now, shifting our focus of attention, just letting go of the anchor of sound, and turning our attention to receive thoughts. is to have our attention out for thoughts. Resting back and receiving thoughts the way we're receiving sound and sensations. We can try a little exploration with thoughts. Inviting you to notice the first thought that rises when I finish this sentence. So watching right for the thought now. Was there a thought there? Rose at some point? Was it easy to see or find? Is it still here? Was it ephemeral and kind of slippery? Was there no thought? Noticing if there's any kind of straining or leaning forward to catch a thought. And resting back, just receiving the same way we receive sound, sensations. Just gently having the radar out for thoughts. Peaceful, receptive, soft in the body. Seeing if you can notice the first thought that rises when I finish this sentence. thoughts coming and going. Rising and falling. Do thoughts seem solid or wispy? Do they stay around or do they dissipate? Just exploring thoughts. Coming and going, just like sensations, sounds, in this stream of experience. Shifting our attention now to turn towards whatever emotion or emotional tone may be present in this stream of experience. You may notice an emotion which feels quite strong, or something more like a tone, which can be quite subtle, sometimes feeling neutral. Just noticing what's here for you. Some emotions can move quickly and others may seem to be more of a background mood or tone that seems longer lasting. Emotions felt in the body, and opening up now to all of these aspects of experience. Body sensations, breath, sound, thoughts, emotions. Resting back and receiving. Whichever aspect of this stream of experience is strongest for you. And then as that wanes, noticing what's next in this field of experience. Might notice spaciness. And then notice the feet on the floor. Sense of the breath in the chest. Might sense a sense of uncertainty or doubt. Hear a sound. Resting back and receiving. Whatever is strongest in this stream of experience, and then shifting to what's next. Letting the attention move without directing it. Open and wide and soft, receiving. If it feels too spacey or scattered, then settling into an anchor that you feel will support the mindfulness. Sensing into the sensations of the body or the breath. Whichever anchor works for you. And then opening up again to receive. Once you feel a bit stable, opening up again to receive this wider stream of experience. Experimenting, playing with close attention and wide attention, with a lightness and a receptivity. settling back now into the anchor that best supports you. Body or breath. Steadying here. And at the end of the sit, I'm not going to ring the bell. Just invite you to open your eyes. And when you do, stay connected as best you can to the sensations of the body or the breath. So as seeing rises, you're staying connected to the sensations of body or breath. So today in your practice, you can use this wider attention. You can experiment with this wider attention. The invitation till now has been to experiment with staying connected to the body and the breath as we go about our activities. Walking, eating, showering, brushing teeth, staying connected to the body and the breath, or to what's happening in the body. When the mind goes to thinking or moving away from that anchor, the invitation has been to come back, and we've been developing steadiness of mind with that. Today, when you notice the mind moving or thinking or an emotion, you can experiment with spending a little time with that emotion or that thought. So rather than coming directly back to the anchor, you can experiment spending a little time not with analyzing it and not with thinking it, but noticing the thought or the emotion with mindfulness. Impatience rises. Spend a little time there, just getting to know it, with understanding. See what kind of response rises. What kind of understanding about how to support the mind and the heart to move to or incline towards peace, towards settling. Watching, just watching to understand how agitation or the impatience might spiral up or get fueled, and how we can fuel the impatience or other thought patterns less, and how we can fuel resting into the present moment, into patience or into back into the body and the breath, maybe where you come to, but feel free to spend just a little time understanding the choice and understanding the condition and understanding the cultivation. Being careful not to move into analyzing or thinking. We want to cultivate spending our time thinking, but welcoming a little bit of this wider mindfulness, wider presence with all these aspects of our experience.